Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah, I've been there.
What the hell are you doing there, hunting?
No, we went to Kazakhstan. Remember? Or we go to Kyrgyzstan. We went to Kazakhstan.
Tajikistan.
Oh, okay. Never mind. They all sound the same. They all look the same.
It's a stan. Yeah. they all speak Russian and some other language.
One of those. I don't know which one it was. I just remember when we got there.
It's fucking freezing.
Not just freezing, but the seats were frozen with piss. You remember?
Mm-mm.
You don't remember that? No. I remember. Are we recording right now, by the way? Okay, this is kind of a funny story. I thought we went to Kyrgyzstan. Are you sure? Now I got to look at a map.
It could have been Kyrgyzstan.
Dude, I'm telling you. I'm
pretty sure it was Tajikistan.
As much as you're good at like looking at maps, I think you might be incorrect, and I think I'm correct.
Pretty sure it's Tajikistan.
I think it's Tajikistan. Where were they invading? Where's Russia invading right now? Where they send their troops at? What was it again? Kazakhstan?
Yep.
Oh, you're right. It was Tajikistan.
Bam.
What
do you know? I'm right again about a map problem. I'm right again.
Jesus,
imagine
right.
That.
Son of a bitch. Yeah. Anyway, we got to Tajikistan, and it was so cold. It was February. I remember that, and it was really high up. I don't know if it was the Hindu Kush mountain range. It had to have been, right?
It's like, no. It's towards the tail end of it.
It was cold as
yes,
it was really freezing.
It was -20.
It was so cold they made you wear these glasses because for some reason something was gonna fly in your eyes or something. I don't really know why. And every time you'd breathe out, the glasses would fog and they would freeze. And I remember I went to go take a piss and there was frozen piss on the seat that was like 6 inches high, all around the rim of the seat.
It
was
just from the trickling down onto the seat.
It was just slowly building.
I remember seeing that before we
hopped on a plane from Tajikistan. Tajikistan. Holy shit.
Demonstration.
The last thing I grabbed was a bag of M&Ms, of course, because I was a fat body back then. I was like, give me them M&Ms.
Oh, man.
I don't even know where we went with that. But
yeah.
Hello, welcome. This is episode who knows and who fucking cares, because you guys are over here on the greatest podcast ever known history to man. And I want to tell you guys right now, at the gate, it was just me doing these by myself. But from here on out, for the most part, you guys are going to see myself with the gentleman right here. So we're going to do it. It's kind of like team dough. We're kind of tag teaming this thing. We're going tip to tip. That's pretty much the way it's going to go. I've tipped a tip many times with this man in the shower. So now we're going to do it here in real life for you guys.
It was tip to butt. But
tip to butt. And yeah. It wasn't my butt. It was his. So I hope you guys are.
That's a false statement.
I hope you guys are excited because I am.
Listen, we both took the green weenie. Okay. Like there's a. Yeah. No.
Oh, right.
Oh, the gay jokes. We could roll on for days.
Well, we get canceled for that kind of stuff because people don't find them funny anymore. I think they're hilarious.
I don't understand what the problem is. Like,
I don't know why.
You know what? I think a lot of people in that community as well find that type of stuff
funny.
Like, everybody has a sense of humor. And cancel culture is what screws it up. Cancel culture.
Office. Yeah. We never.
It's like the BLM movement. Like, most of the time at the BLM movements or most of the time when you see BLM shirts, they're on freaking a bunch of woke white chicks. They're not even on black people.
True.
They're not.
Factual statements. Now, do you have this thing already pulled up on there?
No, it's going to be on. Well, it's here and on here and
oh,
here.
Oh, good. Here and here and there. Okay.
Yeah, here. Everywhere.
So I'm going to let you take the reins on this one because I'm going to chime in because I have my own opinion on this.
I guarantee you're going to chime in a lot on this. So we're going to talk about something very controversial today. Very, very controversial. And it's something that has gone widely overlooked. And I think it's nice us being former military members that we can actually speak up for the members in the military. Since I actually started speaking out about this stuff, I've had a lot of people contact me and there's a lot of people that are pissed off about it because it's going unrecognized. So back in 2015.
I got out the year prior. Thank God.
So back in 20, what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is we're talking about the integration of females into combat arms in the military. That's what we're talking about. So back in 2015, the United States Marine Corps actually published a very large document. They did a study on mixed gender units and straight male units in combat arms fields. Are you aware of this?
No, I'm not, but I'm listening.
So the Marine Corps actually put out a doc, and this is something that's publicly known, but we're going to touch on it. Because most people that follow this, most people that know about it, have already heard about this, like, summary from the Marines. And what the summary from the Marines said is the Marines came out and they were like, look, integrating women into combat arms actually weakens the force.
Okay.
The Marines, good on you. You guys actually came out with, like, good information. You actually put out the truth, which we like here on this podcast because it's called Speak the Truth. So, and it found, by and large, that regardless of what it was, everything down to weapons accuracy, to removing casualties, to combat effectiveness, that mixed gender units were less effective. So when we talk about integrating the force, the military is a machine. It's made for winning wars. It is not for political woke agendas.
Okay.
So whenever we make a change in the military, what should our first question be? Does this improve the force, and does it improve lethality? The Marine Corps study found in 2015 that no, it does not.
So the image he's looking at right now, we have it actually pulled up. So make sure Charles gets that image. So if you guys are watching on the YouTube channel right now, you can actually see the image he is talking about because it says accuracy. Yep. I think it says accuracy by gender and
accuracy by gender. And it shows that males outperform women, just even in weapons accuracy. You know, something very, very basic.
Yes.
You know, especially for Marines who claim every Marine is a marksman.
They're a marksman. Or
every Marine is a rifleman.
Or a rifleman that eats the shit out of some crowns.
Yeah, tons of crowns. Crown eaters. And they've embraced their crayon eating heritage.
They do.
They really have.
I mean, I've seen a lot of guys actually eating literally crown cakes. Their birthday cakes were shaped as Crayola, like red crowns. It's kind of funny. I want to throw it out there, by the way. We're not sexist in any sort of way. We're just trying to make sure everybody has an understanding. We were trying to talk through here. I have a daughter. He's got a daughter. I like girls.
Right. We're not sexist in any way. What we are is we're pro-winning wars. Yes. And we are pro-surviving war.
Yeah, because I've done it twice.
Pro-surviving war. And that goes down to anybody that can't hack it, male or female. However, you can't ignore data.
We have been with males that should have never been with us.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
I want to drop the names right now, but I don't feel like getting sued.
I don't even know who the guy's name is. I remember he showed up.
The guy that
was
crying in the turret?
He was a cook. No, the fucking...
Oh,
remember the cook?
The guy that reclassed?
You can't say that either. You got to bleep that f-ing word out. This guy shows up thinking he's badass, like from the fucking hood. Shows up thinking he's the shit. Day one contact, jumps face first on the ground, spread the fuck out. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing? We're receiving contact, and he's laying on the fucking ground like a
wuss.
Thank you. And jawed it off back to the, like, guys that can be pansies as well. Anyway, keep going.
Guys can be pansies, and women can be pansies. But overall, what we look at is combat effectiveness, and does it improve the force? And right now, based off this Marine Corps study, says it doesn't improve the force. But wait, there's more. All right, so I actually got reached out to by an active duty service member, and I will leave it at that. I will say that he is a high-ranking enlisted individual within the United States military and was directly involved with studies that took place in 2014 at Fort Benning.
Okay, Fort Benning, for anybody who doesn't know, that's the home of the infantry, essentially. That's where every single infantry... Actually, infantry and infantry officer, I guess I would say.
Yeah, they have the infantry officer leader course there.
They go there.
But they also consolidated it and they turned it into the maneuver center of excellence.
I do know that.
So they took it and they consolidated it so that you have all of these different combat arms fields now that train directly out of Fort Benning, Georgia. And they do one station unit training there and they school them all up and then they kick them out to the respective places. Now, with that, when they first developed this maneuver center of excellence was right around the same time that they were looking at integrating females into combat arms. So what this particular group did with this information that this guy leaked to me and that he told me about, I haven't seen a single report and I looked. I haven't seen anything on it. It blows my mind, but it doesn't surprise me at all. So the way he describes it and the way it went down when they first decided to do this, they were going to take an all-male unit out of Fort Benning, and I'm going to actually keep the MOS for this unit kind of to myself as well.
Okay.
Because I don't feel like this guy getting in trouble. So they took an all-male unit out of Fort Benning, all right, and they launched a study, and they actually sent a team of folks down from D.C., all right, a team of Army officers down from D.C., and high-ranking enlisted personnel to oversee the training that was taking place and to oversee the study that was taking place. At the same time, simultaneously, they went to Fort Jackson to an all-female unit, and they put them through the same tasks, and then they compared the two tasks.
Yeah, I'm tracking. I'm
against
listening.
Each other. How well do you think that went?
Like, I understand how it went. I've done this thing a few times.
Yeah, you've done it once or twice. So this guy describes it not just that those people were there and observing, but they were also there and twisting the statistics on what happened. Actually brought up to the point where a particular E8 actually went in when they were on the hand grenade range. And then they were comparing, you know, do you remember going through the hand grenade range in basic? Do you remember the different sticks lanes that you have to go through while you're there?
Yeah.
Like you got to throw a grenade 35 meters. You got to like crawl to a bunker, cook one off and throw it in there. There's another, like all that stuff. So, and then at the very end, they have to like culminate. And if you don't pass a certain number, then what they end up doing is like you can't throw your two life frags, right?
Which is kind of, everybody passes. I don't know how.
Well, and it's a go. It's a go, no go.
How you can't pass.
It's go, no go. Yeah. It's go, no go. So the way they did it was they ended up looking essentially at as long as this grenade was thrown a certain distance. And I think their marker actually was like 15 meters. It wasn't even that far. They were like, as long as you can throw it past 15 meters, you'll be okay.
Okay.
And the vast majority, he said that there was only one, because there's always got to be one. There was one guy that had issues that they ended up having to take back and retrain to get him down to like that 35 standard or the 15 beyond like that certain line. Well, this master sergeant actually went down and started pulling all the grade sheets. I don't know if you remember carrying around a grade sheet.
You know what's funny is I still have all those grade sheets.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
So, I have every single piece of paper. When I was in the military, they told me to keep everything. I know where they're all sitting right now, and I looked at them. Probably 2 weeks ago. I still have all my grade sheets from basic training somehow.
Jesus.
They went through my unit. I don't know why I have it all. I have everything. I don't know why, because it has my name on it, I guess. I don't know.
I've got a disc that's been floating around in my trunk, and every time I buy a new car, it goes to like one trunk, and it's got like all that stuff, like an actual old school.
I've got paper.
It's a 3.5-inch floppy. That's floppy how old disc? I am. You were thinking of CD.
I was thinking of CD.
No, it's a 3.5-inch floppy. Oh, God. Yeah, man. So this guy actually goes and he starts digging through the grade sheets and he starts pulling up data and he starts taking all of this data and he starts comparing it to the females and he starts going down and where everybody had originally passed on their grade sheets to whatever the standard was for the maneuver center of excellence. And he started drawing like these arbitrary lines on them and being like, well, this guy didn't get it to this certain meter. So we only had so many people come down. And so he started marking that down and writing for whatever the hell it was and started skewing the statistics on that data. And they did that every single step of the way, all the way through certain things, even down to rappel towers. He said, even because rappel towers is one of the earliest things you do when you're going through, right? And even though all of the people passed on rappel towers, they would come over and they would start interjecting themselves in it and being like, oh, look, that guy's showing fear. So that's a negative mark. Start going through it. Well, at the very, very end of this, they took all of this data and they compiled it. And what was funny is back then, because we're talking not even 10 years ago, right? 2014.
Yeah.
So after they got done compiling all of this data, they actually took all of the drill sergeants down and like sat them in a room and they're like, okay, so we have completed the study. Here is all of the information from Fort Jackson and here is all of the information from Fort Benning, and they compared it side by side. And wouldn't you know that the same exact thing was happening? Like the same thing that the Marine Corps study found is the same exact information that the Army study found. That females were not performing to the same rate as males. On every single task across the board, males beat them on every task across the board.
Okay.
Not a big surprise, right? So they ended up taking them and being like, all right, so we're going to take this information and we're going to pull this down. Like, guys immediately started taking out their cell phones and went to go take pictures. They were like, no, you guys can't have your cell phones out. Like, take that down. And so this guy that I talked to just ended up jotting down all of the statistical information and just running rampant on it. So probably one of the biggest statistical things that they attempted doing was they actually had a list of tasks that they were looking at integrating. One of those tasks was taking a casualty and moving a casualty out of a vehicle.
Oh, okay. I already know this is going to be a hard thing because there's no way that it's going to be a female that's going to lift a man of let's say, because so
here was the standard.
Okay.
Let's go over what the standard is. And what's funny is I actually have this standard.
Okay.
And we're going to post a link to this, by the way.
Fine. Link in the description for you guys on YouTube so you guys can see exactly what we're talking about.
And then if it's not there, it's because the Army saw this and they pulled it down and they're embarrassed and they don't want it to be there. But I actually have the link to this information. So the standard is that you have to move a casualty out of a vehicle, estimated 1.5 meters from the driver's seat up and out of the vehicle and 1.5 meters sideways. You do it in a buddy team.
Okay.
All right. So you and me would climb up on top of a vehicle, lift a casualty out, and then move them, you know, 1.5 meters to the side. So 1.5 meter vertical lift, 1.5 meter horizontal. Not that difficult of a task. should not be. Standard weight was 207 pounds.
That's because they have
right gear. 188 pound soldier plus gear, mm-hmm. and they had everything down to like ID card. Like they listed all the equipment and gear that this individual would be down to an ID card. Now I would think that removing a casualty from a vehicle
should be high
is
on the list.
A pretty important task. Mm-hmm. So guess how many males were able to complete the standard? So 70, two males going and pulling it out.
I don't know, maybe 75% of the males.
Go higher.
You know, higher? Really? Okay.
100%.
Okay. I was going to say there might have been some weak bodies in there. Okay.
100% of the males were able to complete that task.
Okay.
100%. How many females, buddy team, completed the task?
Buddy team. Oh, this is a buddy team exercise. I forgot about that.
Buddy
oh,
team exercise.
Okay, buddy team exercise. So you're talking probably 50, 60%.
Would you be happy with 50%, 50%
no.
rate?
There's no way that I could be happy. Because
would you be
doing...
happy with a 30% rate?
I wouldn't be happy if they weren't doing the exact same as us.
What about a 0% rate?
That's not real.
It is real. Oh, no, it's... I oh, no.
It's 0%. No, 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 no. You're telling me that
0% of the females were able to do that. Zero. So you had a 100% pass rate of the males that were able to lift a 207-pound dummy out of a vehicle 1.5 meters vertical and 1.5 meters sideways. And zero of the females from Fort Jackson completed that task. Zero. Zero.
Hey, well, this is one of those kind of situations where I'm not saying that females shouldn't be in the military. There's just certain jobs that they shouldn't do. I can't birth a child. I can't.
So
this is one of those kind of tasks.
So that leads people to ask the question. That leads me to ask the question is, what is the angle the military is pulling? Because clearly...
What is I already know this. Obama came in and he started pushing all these bullshit left agendas during onto the military when I was there, when on my way out. Like, I remember I had to literally pay... I was a married man in the military. I had to pay for my MREs in the field because he reduced the budgeting so much that we couldn't even buy MREs for people going into the field.
Oh, you have no idea how bad that budgeting was with Obama.
It got
budgeting was so bad, our battalion could not afford toilet paper.
That's a real thing, and people don't fucking even realize that. It actually killed the amount of training we can do because we didn't have enough budgeting to train.
We could barely, I think it was enough for one soldier to shoot the weapons qual like twice.
See, this is true stuff that people don't even realize. That was back then. Now, Trump came in, infused it, and I'm sure it probably hasn't gone down much since then because there's not really a lot that he could do currently. Biden, that is. I mean, he's already ruined himself pretty much.
I mean, what else is he going to do?
What else is he going to do?
Nobody likes the guy. But that's the thing. So when we look at the actual studies that were taking place and we have mixed genders that are coming in, the Marine Corps says it's completely and totally unsat, that it shouldn't happen. And then that gets completely ignored. Then we have the Army does its own study and finds that not only do they underperform against males, but they also can't even remove a casualty from a vehicle, like 0% in this basic training unit we're capable of doing that. So when people are talking about like, well, females can perform these jobs and we have them on the front line on it, you know, the front line of the line on terror. Okay. I am not taking that away. We have female Silver Star recipients and everything else. But I also propose another question. If females have been on the front line of the war on terror, as all these woke liberals are projecting, where is a female Medal of Honor recipient? Why do we not have one? So...
Well, what
it's
about those?
Not a
thing. What about that?
They have been, and the thing is that we've been so focused on saying, okay, well, we've had females in combat, and we've had females out here doing combat type roles.
Don't even get me started.
That have been
medals.
Doing it, but we're also basing that. And what's funny is that this link that we're going to have also actually talks about this, to where we've been focused on counterinsurgency, and that we need to develop a more lethal force and a more versatile force that's capable of doing other things. And so when we have women that are filling these roles on like FOBs going out doing combat patrols and at times living like limited times, very, very limited situations where that has actually happened, we haven't actually got the statistical data. But what we do have statistical data on shows that if we do go to a more like combat type role and we're doing more direct engagements, that all of a sudden the women are actually weakening our fighting force.
There's going to be more injury and illness and...
Yeah, that doesn't even go into the injury portion, right? That doesn't even go into the injury portion. Like, I didn't even touch on that, mm-hmm. to, like, the percentage of injuries that end up being high and the percentage of VA disabilities and stuff like that go through it. Didn't even touch on that. That's a whole nother topic.
It's actually all got started because it was more political than anything. And it, literally, that's all it was a political agenda to make a more unified fighting force, when in fact, the only thing the military's job is on planet Earth, ours is to make sure we don't lose fucking wars and state. Like, that's the only job they should have. Literally, that's the only objective they should have, is never to lose. Not to how many females or how many bisexuals or what do we want to call them? I don't care.
You know what? Well, if integrating transgenders into the military made it a more effective fighting force, we would have the military stocked with trans folks. If integrating females into the military turned it into a more lethal fighting force, recruiters would be targeting them left and right because we want to get that going.
That's a good point. They would be targeting that. That's actually a really good point.
We're not. And you don't see active duty personnel. You see very few and far between active duty personnel that are actually putting it in there. What you will see in a lot of these comments is I want to hear your take on this. What you will see is you'll hear people standing up. Like, I had a Canadian online attempting to stand up and being like, look, man, we've got like women that were integrated, and I've seen them perform in combat overseas in Afghanistan.
Well, that's good. But the Canadians, really, they haven't done much since World War II.
What's your take on Israel? Because that's another thing that people end up quoting is Israel's and saying, well, the Israelis have like 100%, like everybody's got to go serve, and they've got an integrated female force.
But they don't fight in any wars. They literally just sit on their own country. They just sit there and just...
And defend.
Defend. That's all they do, is they put up a defense, which they have to, which is not... I mean, they're going to have to the end of time. But what I'm saying is they're not actively going out in like... being the world police, which we have been for the last 20, since World War One.
Since World War Two.
I'm going to say World War One, we came in and we did the same thing we did in World War Two. We saved everybody's asses at the end of that thing. Same thing as World War Two. But since World War Two, we have been the world police.
Well, the idea has been stopping the spread of communism.
Which we've talked about before. Stopping the spread of communism, which is never going to happen.
I mean, no.
Never going to stop it.
No. It's even spread to the U.S. But the bottom line, I'm dead serious, man.
I know what I was like. I get it.
I'm dead serious.
I know. I get it. No, I don't think integrating them, and I'm saying this not because some people will take this the incorrect way. I think there's so many things a female can do that I can't do. Like I said, birth a child. My girlfriend, by the way, she's much more organized than I. Her handwriting's much better than I, for one. She cooks a lot better than I do, too. And there's no way in hell that 5 foot, 104-pound girl is going to throw a 200-pound person on her back and carry her across the world. That's just not going to happen.
So, you know what? Here's something else that we ought to talk about as well. So, when they first integrated females into Ranger School,
I know the standards were actually dropped.
Yes and no. So, there used to be a particular run route for the 5-mile run and things like that they would do out there that was very treacherous, and then they switched it from one that was, and I don't know if it's changed since then, since the last time I looked at this, but it did change right around the time that they started integrating the females, to where it was, you basically left the obstacle course and you ended up running out, and you would make a right turn, and then you would go up, like, you would go through these woods, wrap around a road, and then you'd have to run up this big-ass hill, and then the turnaround was on this big-ass hill, and you'd turn around and come back down. It was, like, a lot of up and down and, like, this fucked up shit. Since then, they had changed it, and now it's, like, a more flat route where you leave the obstacle course and you basically go straight out and you come straight back, and it's more or less flat. So they've done things like that. Additionally, they gave them additional recycles, from what I've been told by some of the RIs that were down there. In one case in particular, now being a, we call them LOMs, lack of motivation, right? Like, if you have lack of motivation, that's a DNR. Do not return. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Get your ass out of here and don't come back. So one of the females, one of the first three that graduated, when she was down in Florida phase, after she had already had multiple recycles, when she was down in Florida phase, she was supposed to be carrying the 240 Bravo. 28-pound machine gun, roughly.
That's without ammo.
28-pound machine gun without ammo. Normally, you have about 100-round start build in it. 28-pound machine gun without ammo. So, Florida phase is the last phase of Ranger School. This female, shut up, Hershey. This female actually took the 240 Bravo and threw it down and quit.
That's who I want on my team.
That's a DNR.
That's exactly what I want.
That is a DNR. That is a do not return. Period. Like, every single male that would have done that would have got DNR'd.
Yeah.
They took her, pulled her to the side, and told her not to quit. It encouraged her to keep going. And allowed her to get back into training. After hours of being away, from what I was told.
I just, I, I want to, I feel like I got to keep saying this. You know, the reason why this is such, it's not a good thing. It's because it shows that we are weakening.
Here's the deal.
Our force.
Here's the deal. Females in the military that want to move into male professions. Everybody always says, like, if females can meet the standard, then they should be there. And most people, logical thinking human beings, would agree with that.
Yep.
If the standard was able to be kept the same, then they should be allowed to do that job. Most logical thinking people would agree with that. The issue is not whether or not there is females that do exist that can meet the standard. That's not the issue. The issue is the military's job integrating it and just blindly looking at studies like these ones. Females want to be respected when they go in those fields. Females want to be respected when they get to whatever combat arms unit it is. But every time the military drops standards, every time the military changes standards, it automatically, no matter if that female is or is not a top performer, they are going to get looked at differently because of the way the military has handled this. That within itself is going to breed distrust within that unit and distrust and just tear apart cohesion. When you destroy cohesion, when you bring up doubt in a combat unit, you make a less effective fighting force.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
So if they're going to do this, the military needs to get off its ass and say, you know what, here is a standard, the standard that we hold males and females accountable to, and that's that. When the military integrates them, they need to hold everybody to one standard across the board. And when I talk one standard, I'm not talking about just physical standards. I'm talking about standards. We talked about it before on this program. Hygiene is a standard. Uniforms is a standard. Now, I get that there's certain things like body armor, like, you know, certain females with like larger breasts need different types of body armor and things like that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about standards. A standard is a standard for a reason, and it should remain that way.
I agree 100%. I'm letting you take the wheel here.
That's
no, I get it. I 100%
if the military wants, and I'm going out on a limb here and saying I'm speaking for the vast majority of males that are currently serving, if the military wants males to respect females in those respective units, in those respective job fields, they need to have a set standard and stop changing it. Even in this study, in this link that we have, like one of the initial things that they were looking at having was a minimum of 3 to 5, I think it was 3 to 5 pull-ups that females and males both would have to complete. It's not a thing anymore. They did away with that. And then they brought up the leg tuck. And then because the leg tuck, they were having problems, it was like only 30 or 40% of females could pass the leg tuck event. Then they were like, we can't do that anymore. So they went back to the APFT. And now they're going over and they're coming up with like new tests that they can get like higher pass rates on.
I was a part of the study, matter of fact. I don't know if you know this, for coming out with a new PT test.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I was. I was one of the individuals selected to go and do it. And I did it because of... because how high my, they wanted, I guess they wanted to make sure people that had a high PT score and a low PT score and to come out with an average. That's when they were trying to come out with the like Amokan carries and
right.
Dragging, yep. And all that. Like I was one of the guys that was a part of that because I remember I went for PT one morning and there was like 20 different obstacles laid out and we had to do all these different ones, timed events.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I did those. I did do them. And I don't know what came of that. I also ran I think it was a mile run. It wasn't 2 miles. They timed me on a mile.
Yeah, as far as the run, I really don't care about the running.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, that was
like
one
when
of
you're
the
in a combat arms unit, you're going to run 5 miles a day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you run. That's like the base. Like, you got to have good cardio. So,
facts.
Bottom line, they need to have a standard and they need to uphold everybody to that standard, especially when they're integrating. And the military, as a fighting machine, needs to stop and it needs to focus on what is effective for the fighting force. Period. End of discussion.
Well,
tell me I'm wrong. Go ahead. Drop it in. Call me a sexist. I don't care. But you know what? Facts don't care about your feelings. Thank you, Ben Shapiro. And it is very clear in all of these numbers that women do not perform the same.
There you go. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to him kind of go on a rant there. We were talking about this before this thing kicked off. And I'm saying, I'm going to let you take the reins on this thing. Just let you get after it. And I'll just kind of be here chiming in.
Just going to let you rage.
And he did. And he did everything that I thought and knew he was going to do. Well, I hope you guys did enjoy this over here on this channel. Please do me a favor. If you're not subscribed already, I do love you. We're going to hit you guys with some sweet succulent content here very, very well, probably tomorrow.
Bye. Tomorrow.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.